This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. And tonight here in the studio, we have Hugo Capablanca.
Hey there.
Who's been in New York for a little bit now, doing a little tour. Are you playing in other places in the U.S.?
No, not really. Not this time. Okay. I'm just doing New York.
Okay.
Yeah, for
and
a week.
You're playing tonight after, right after this radio show, you're going over to White Slab, is that
I'm
right?
I'm rushing, grabbing a cab, yeah, straight to the White Slab. I'm playing there with, I was going to play with Speculator.
Yeah.
But he got some sort of weird flu, rat flu or bird flu, or one of these, I don't know.
Swine flu?
Swine flu,
he got Speculator got swine flu?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's exclusive. So, instead of him, it's going to be Tupac Avras.
Ah, Chupacabras. Okay, okay.
Yeah. I think it's going to be equally good.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Wait, do you know the address of White Slab? Because I don't know it off the top of my head. It's on, like,
It's Delancey, Delancey with Allen, I believe, yeah?
Allen and Delancey.
Yeah.
Okay. So right after we finish this. And then tell us what you had in store for tonight, because I know you have... It's an interesting...
Well,
thing for tonight.
What we're going to listen tonight is basically live recordings of a project I set up for the next release on my label, Discos Capablanca. We had this idea of forming a jam band, just jamming, putting together musicians. Most of them, they didn't know each other previously. And we set our goal to record a new soundtrack for Lucifer Rising. So what happened was last week, for 3 days, we a bunch of people. It was Gavin Rossum, which I guess all of you know, a good friend of mine, Earl, from he's a live drummer for Air.
Oh, wow.
Zach, with his a great visual artist and also composer, percussionist. He's composed music with Grace Jones and many other people. Basti from Neon Man, Robin from David Gilmore Girls, David from Sex in Dallas and Is It Was, and so many people. It was
And Eric D. Clark.
And Eric D. Clark, of course, at the controls, yeah.
Wait, but how did you come up with the idea to get these people together?
The initial idea, I wanted to release something different every time on my label. I just don't want to focus on just a center genre, or I want to put out different music that I like. And after putting out a more cosmic disco kind of thing, which was the Grackle record, Speculator with Unit 4 and so, and the next one with Mutant Beat Dance, which was tracks with more house oriented.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a good idea to put something way more psychedelic and more rock oriented. So I thought a good idea for that could be to form some sort of improv band. And so I just called my friends and yeah.
And so this is what we're going to listen to is what that is.
We are going to listen to the raw sessions.
This is not finished yet. This is the raw sessions.
This is absolutely unfinished. Most of this stuff is going to be unreleased.
But it's still good, right? You're not just playing the raw sessions because it's...
It is.
Come on.
In Gavin's word, this is fucking dynamite. I agree to
Wait,
agree.
You can't say that, but okay. Yes. Well, if Gavin said that, then we know it's... Very good. And Gavin's leaving Berlin.
Unfortunately, he's moving back here.
Yeah.
We're losing him.
Or fortunately for us. Okay, well, wait, do you have that queued up? The first one from...
Yeah, the first one is a different project. It's a new label coming up. It's called Banana Mania. It's mostly 70s sleazy edits and reworks.
Okay. Wait, that's this one that we're listening to now?
This is the one we're going to listen now. And right after, I'm going to start playing... I'm going to mix 3 of the best sessions that we recorded last week.
Okay. Okay. Hugo Capablanca here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Sounds like we're in for something a little special, so let's get started.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.